name is Catherine Desmond, and I'm a volunteer here in York with York Heritage. I've been a volunteer for about 18 years with York Heritage, and I'm very, very proud to be here and to be part of York. I think most of the people in the room this morning in some way are volunteers, and we're thrilled to be part of this presentation and be part of the morning, and just to showcase our town today. So we're going to do, you'll see the itinerary in front of you, we're going to do a little presentation and then give you almost a whistle-stop tour of some of the highlights of the town. We don't have time, unfortunately, to show you everything we would like to show you. We don't have time to meet everybody who would love to meet you today and tell you how wonderful our town is. But we're just going to try and show you some of the highlights. We're going to start first with Aileen, who is manager of the YSADG, and she'll explain in her presentation what exactly that is.
Ger and myself are going to present to you this morning. I suppose in the presentation, just to give you an overview of it, we'll tell you a little bit about Yall as the town itself, how Cork County Council, the business community and the general community in Yall have come together, and I suppose a lot of the achievements that have been delivered on the basis of that, the challenges that the town has faced to date and continues to face, and then we look to the future, which we believe is very bright. I suppose looking at Yall, it's a medieval port town. It's steeped in history and heritage. It received its charter back in 1209, and it has unique built and natural heritage. You can see our 13th century town walls there, the clock tower, this imposing iconic building right in the centre of town, which was once a gateway through the walled town. But I suppose really, Yall is much more than its built heritage. Yall is about its people. And I suppose that's what we really wanted to get through to you today, the message. Yall, it's rich in living culture. You can see an image there of the Yall Pipe Band. It was set up over 100 years ago by Danny Douche McCarthy. And to this day, members of Yall Pipe Band all have some relation or some connection with the McCarthy family. Traditional music is also at the heart of the community. A very active Cultus Cultorearen group, who we hope to meet as well later. Yall Tidy Towns Committee, set up 30 years ago this year, and I suppose really reached its pinnacle last year with gaining the Gold Medal Award, which was a huge achievement and really brought a huge sense of pride to the people of Yall. And I suppose something as well that's important to mention is that the people of Yall are very passionate about their town, and have a real strong sense of identity. They understand their culture, they understand their heritage, and no matter what has been thrown at this town, and it's had its difficulties, that spirit, that community spirit and volunteerism has always been consistent right throughout its history.
Since Ireland's economic recovery began, the town of Yall has undergone a commercial renaissance. Investment in infrastructure, property, tourism, industry and the commercial sector as a whole has seen a significant rise in the profitability of the town, with growth occurring on a continuous basis. The new pontoon at Neyland's Quay is creating ripples in the business community, forming a fresh, focused industry outside of the town's main street. Red Baron Construction are currently transforming the disused Loretta Convent into luxury apartments, while a new fish processing plant at Foxhall is just one of the many industrial organisations to have set up home in Yall. GAC Subcon is an Irish-owned assembly process facility with expertise in the manufacture of low, medium and high volume components to a wide range of industries. Multi-Roofing Systems, with offices in Dublin and London, also chose Yall as its Cork base. A big development for Yall, I suppose, in the coming years is Ironman, and the first Ironman full distance will be held in Ireland on the 23rd of June 2019. It looks like the 2,500 participants will take part. That's the limit, which is close to being full at this stage. And again, I suppose we need to, speaking of volunteerism, local group called I Try Coaching, under the stewardship of John Innes, Mark Ward, Ricky Devereaux and Brian Sanders, are the people who had the foresight to apply for this and I suppose court Ironman. Also, credit must go to Sean O'Callaghan and Cork County Council, who are the people who rode in behind it financially. And it looks like it's going to be a major boost for Yall, with up to €10 million spent in the week of the event. It's in Yall for 3 years, and hopefully, all going well, we might have it long term. I've actually entered myself, even though I can't swim.
We believe in the importance of recognising the voluntary, selfless work that's done by a lot of groups around the country. So we see it as giving something back after our careers in local government. So the first thing is, what is the Pride of Place competition? It's a competition that started about 16 years ago with a small number of entries. Now every county, north and south of the border, is involved in the competition. There's about 120 entries this year. First thing I'd like to say here in Yall is congratulations for being selected by Cork County Council to represent your county. The national competition is very hard fought. Every county and city in Ireland wants to win the national awards, and to do that they have to pick their best and brightest community projects within their county and put them forward in the competition. So the fact that Cork County Council have selected you to be one of their four representatives this year means you're already a winner. They know the work you're doing, they value the work you're doing, and they are offering you as an example nationally of what's best in community development and community work. So congratulations on that.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you're all very welcome to the Clough 8, but you're very welcome to y'all too. My hometown, actually. So I was born, bred and even buttered here as well. So I know my time here is short. Normally your visit to the Clough 8 takes about 55 minutes, but I know today that's going to be different. And I've been asked to tell you a little bit about me and how I came to be here as one of the storytellers. Niall is also a storyteller here, and Niall has been born and bred here, but not yet buttered, so he's also a local, so I know he joins in his welcome here to y'all.
Welcome to y'all. My name is John McGrath, and I'm going to give you a small sketch of how my family and my grandfather lived here in this building. Wanted to put it back into a local piece that the tourists could appreciate. I think that's tremendous.
They left in 1959, they moved in 1915, and they moved out in 1959. So really three generations of them were caretakers at the Clough here that wound the Clough.
Oh, welcome to Shalom House.
Thank you very much.
See, Kat, I've had a kind of a long association with the Old Tidy Towns, starting, I suppose, back in the 90s with the Burnt Hide here in Ballybergen, which is kind of at the end of the car park here. Stretches all the way up to, I think it's 280 hectares.
Yeah.
In size, you know, so it's
quite big. Marsh.
It's a very important ecological feature here in the island, the world, really. It's one of the best and biggest freshwater marshes, you know. It requires a bit of work to keep, you know, like any habitat, it will kind of succeed and become woodland eventually if you allow it to, you know. So you can see a lot of scrub starting to creep into the place. A lot of the Phragmites reeds as well, you know, they're pretty much taken over the whole place. But in olden times, that would have been cut down for thatching and for, you know, for the, mostly for the thatching industry. But it would have been managed in that way, which would have allowed a lot more biodiversity, because once you cut the reeds back, which we did there last year now, the other flora starts to come up and it's got sunlight and it can. So the change can be dramatic once you cut back and do a bit of management, you know. But so that's an ongoing project up there. As I say, it was 25 years ago. It was kind of 25, 30 years ago. It was originally put together with the Burnt Hide and the Boardwalk. And the pond was done as well. So we've got a couple of, again, with the Tidy Towns, we've got a couple of Juice participants and an RSS participant who are based out there doing some of this work. We're also doing some wildlife monitoring. So we do for down on the slob bank here, and Foxhole. We do the bird counts for to be used as information for the Yall Tidy Towns and for all the people using the walks, and also to be used as data for Birdwatch Ireland.
Welcome to the Cumann Na Cass Gael Local. You're very welcome. We're delighted to have you and as part of your presentation today. Two fields here. These are two fields. We have another field, the old grounds,
which is Copper Alley,
which has been the original field for the J Club. That's at the bottom of town. You might have passed it on your travels out around Green Klein and stuff like that. And we still use that quite a lot. We're trying to, when this land was purchased back in the 70s from the Health Board, people had a vision that up around here was going to be the hub of the town eventually with housing, and people were thinking that far ahead back then. And you can see it's as well surrounded by houses now, so we're in a fairly good spot. We're surrounded by the local athletic club above by the water club and the soccer club, which isn't too far away. So as I say, all the clubs, and this is a busy hub.
First thing we recommend all the time is that they do some sort of structured program for to learn how to play the game of golf, because you know you can't just send kids out on the golf course without having some idea of the etiquette and the rules of the game of golf, you know. So it's important that you do a structured coaching program. So that's why we're doing camps in July and August for that. So it starts them off on a good basis. Kids take it up young. You can they do retain it. They do, you know, they do get the basics right when they're young. When they come back to the game of golf at the later stage, they find it much easier to adapt again and get back into it, you know.